Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read out of the book of Joshua and then out of Jeremiah, one passage from chapter 29. First, out of the book of Joshua, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. And he said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And then out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God first promised Abraham and then Moses, and as we can see from the passage we just read a moment ago, then Joshua and the Israelite nation, their right and claim to the promised land. It was theirs for the taking. For Major League Baseball, the World Series is viewed by some as the promised land of baseball. It's what 30 Major League teams strive for on the field from day one and then through a 162-game season. And now we're 6 weeks from the playoffs, which are the next steps toward the promised land of the World Series. It's a long road, and at this point in the season, an even more intensive, faster-paced stretch to reaching what you hope for in the world of professional baseball. And like everything else in life and everything God calls us to, it starts with a direction in mind and then striving to be all you can be, past all the things that seek to hold us back, and moving forward with all the potential within us while claiming all the opportunity before us, and then leaving the results to Him. A number of years ago, my nephew and I had inherited the honors of coaching the previous season's cellar-dwelling Little League baseball team, which my son Nathan was now joining. To make matters more interesting, the team was sponsored by a local hair salon with its name, Shea Marie, stitched across the front of the game uniforms. And so we gathered them for the first practice. And after a while, through the warm-ups, we could tell that we had a long way to go. But they were young and full of promise and untapped potential, which we knew was there. We just had to point it out to them and get them to claim it for themselves. During the first round of batting practice, we watched as nearly every player meekly took their stance in the batter's box. You could see the fear in their faces, eyes glazed over, knees knocking, and sweat pouring off their tiny hands. From the pitcher's mound, I was sure I could even hear the rapid beat of their hearts, betraying what they were most afraid of, that they were going to get hit with the pitched baseball. Nothing I said to them could convince them that it was going to be all right, that they would be okay even if their worst fear occurred and they were actually hit with a pitch. But no amount of talking worked. They were still afraid and kept bailing out of the batter's box instead of staying in and stepping into all the possibility of the moment if they swung the bat. Until magically, something in their attitude changed. Well, maybe not magically, because while I was throwing batting practice to each of them, every now and then, one of my pitches would, quote, accidentally, close quote, go astray and hit them. First, a pitch would gently plunk one of them on the arm, and then another on a leg, and still another on their backside. And one by one, as if they had just been a part of some profound awakening, they noticed that their arms and legs were still attached, and they could still walk, talk, and even chew gum. And so, with a bit more courage than before, they would step back into the batter's box with a little more boldness than the time before. If they're going to do this, they began to understand that there would be times impossible to avoid when they would be hit. But they realized that they would survive to try again. And they began to realize that to get better at this, to be all they could be, required that they step back in and claim all the possibility and potential that could be theirs. It reminds me of Joshua and the Israelites. Moses has just passed from the scene, and Joshua has been selected by God as the new leader of the Israelite nation. If you look in closely, you can almost see Joshua standing on the banks of the Jordan River, probably a little weary from the 40 years of wandering in the desert, but with his knees knocking, face frozen in fear, eyes glazed over, sweaty palms, and hear his pulse racing as he sees the batter's box he needed to step into, the new platform of responsibility to which God has called him. "Me, Lord," you can almost hear him say. But as God reassured Moses, he reassures Joshua of his presence and of his promises for his success. "Be strong and courageous," the Lord says to Joshua as he calls him forward. And Joshua took his place in the batter's box and began to lead the Israelite nation into the promised land. But there's something else that we should notice about their entering into the promised land. Views and measurements vary from those who have studied the history of this journey through the years, but a number of respected studies estimate that the boundaries of the land which God promised to the Israelite nation encompass some 300,000 square miles. But the most that they ever claimed was 30,000 square miles. Think about that. They took possession of 1/10 of what God had given them. They didn't even claim half of the loaf they were promised. Whatever the actual number, they didn't claim or possess all that God had unconditionally promised was theirs. I wonder if that isn't an example of some of our lives today, where at times we have never reached for, embraced, or claimed possession of all that God has promised us, created us for, and planned for our lives. As each new day and month within this year unfolds before us, aren't we always standing before all that God has promised us that our lives will, can, and should be? Standing on the threshold of a brand new day, looking out at all the possibility, opportunity, and potential that is before us, looking at the promise of all that God has planned for our lives, as Jeremiah reminded us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And as Christ assured us with his promise of an abundant life that he promised in chapter 10 of the Gospel of John, promises from God that problems, distractions, doubt, and fear too often keep us from seeing, embracing, enjoying, and becoming. The road may seem long at times, my friends, but we are called and created to run it by claiming all of it. All that God has promised us, with all the potential he has poured into our lives. When we do, we may get hit a few times like our players did, and at times it will hurt. There will be times when we will make a mistake and we'll be laughed at, criticized, we'll be disappointed, and at times we'll fail, guaranteed. Yet great achievement never comes without great courage, without that first passionate and unsteady step, and then another and another toward all you were created to be and to do. Great achievement will never come without getting plunked a few times and getting up again and stepping out again and again. And great achievement will never come if we only reach for half a loaf, for less than all that God has promised us and all who God created us to be. By the way, our team that year played for the league championship and ended up finishing second. Second place was no doubt attributable to one of my coaching decisions. But more important than finishing in first or second is that to a boy, they came to a place in their hearts and in their lives where they weren't afraid to get into the batter's box and to take a risk and to take a step forward into all of life, reaching for all they were and all they could be. Nothing left in the dugout. Nothing. Nothing left to claim in the promised land that was before them. And they finished the year with no regrets, despite only finishing in second place. they'd come a long way as a team and as individuals that year. We know, my friends, that we won't always succeed. We'll strike out, make an error, fall short, fail, and occasionally get hit by a pitch in the batter's box. But great achievement and courageous living is always ours with him when we follow him by stepping day after day into the batter's box and reaching for and claiming all the opportunity and all the promise and potential God has set before us and created for us to live for our good and the good of others and for his glory. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for your son. Thank you for the reminder every day that you give us that you are there and that you set before us all that you want us to be, the promised land of tomorrow and the day after and the day after for our future and our lives here on earth with you. Help us, Lord, to not be afraid to step into the batter's box, to move forward into all that you call us to be. And we won't be afraid because we know you're there with us, guiding and directing, lifting us up, picking us up again when we need to be picked up, when we get plunked. But just thank you for all you do for us and with us. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.